Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Ann Kendall, and I want to thank you and you
Good evening, good evening, good evening. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We are excited about the word that God has given us. We just want to thank everyone for their support, for their continued communication with the ministry. We want to give out that information to you again. That's God Still Heals at 2622 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60612. Suite 200. Again, that's God Still Heals at 2622 West Jackson Boulevard, Suite 200, Chicago, Illinois, 60612. You can email us at info@GodStillHeals.org. Again, that's info@GodStillHeals.org. You can reach us by phone at area code 312-221-9072. We want to thank everyone again for their support. We are so, so grateful and excited. We count it an honor that God would allow us and trust us to minister unto his people. And we thank God for you. We are going to, tonight the topic that God gave me was obedience and obeying. And if you would just join us in prayer. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. God, we thank you that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive, God, and the will to obey in the name of Jesus. Father, we shine light on every dark place in the name of Jesus. We uncover everything that is hidden, in the name of Jesus. We choose to pull the cover back. Glory to God. Father, we stand before you asking you to search us, to shine your light on us. Father, and anything that you find not like you, we ask that it be removed in the name of Jesus. It's our desire to be in the center of your perfect will concerning us. Father, that you would allow my lips to transfer what it is that you've placed in my heart and mind concerning your people, that it would go forth and go into good ground and bring forth a harvest that they would be able to receive from eternally, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for clarity. Thank you. Thank you for all of your servants, for each one that's ministering your word, that's pulling souls into your kingdom. Thank you for every missionary, God. We loose your angels, Father. We ask that your angels be released to surround them, to comfort them that are on foreign land. And Father, we lift Israel up to you, and we pray for her on purpose, declaring peace in her borders and on her surrounding borders, in the name of Jesus. That your peace, God, the Osiah, that you make her enemies behave, in the name of Jesus. For your glory, God, in Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen. I'm excited. Excited. As we prepare what God has given us to share, oftentimes God brings different things to my remembrance. And the gospel is so simple, and sometimes we make it so, the enemy tries to make it difficult tries to portray it as something that's hard to do or accomplish. And we already know that he is a liar and a defeated foe. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Antoine Thomas of Fountain of Living Waters Church, and my apostle, Apostle Sandra Thomas of the Churches of Philadelphia. I thank God for a covering that can see and hear. Amen. Let's get started. It's obedience, obedience. It says the willingness to do what someone tells you to do or follow a law or a rule, a willingness to obey, an unquestioning following, unquestioning. When I began to ask God about obedience, because I had heard it over and over again, and any time God begins to repeat something, we realize that it's something that we're not getting out of it. And as I began to search, I said, God, I said, you said that this was the year that we would obey you and that we would obey you on purpose, that we would do exactly what you said do, exactly the way that you said it. And there are so many wonderful examples in the Word of God. My personal favorite is Noah, because he had to preach so long to say the same thing over and over again, that it was going to rain, it was going to rain, and that even though the people did not respond, Noah was obedient to God and began to build an ark. And in him completing the ark and finishing it, the mercy of God allowed him to take his family with him. His continued obedience was that he put on the ark what God said, and he followed through. And Noah did this, for all intents and purposes, by himself. He did not become disobedient because he did not have a comrade or a partner to follow through with him. And I think that that's, you know, something that we have to be mindful of today, that when God tells us to do something, any of us, that we have to obey him heart, mind, and soul. And our bodies will follow what we tell it to do. It will. We have to be willing to obey God in every area of our life. We can't choose to obey him in service or in words and then not obey him in our giving. We can't decide that we're going to obey him in our giving and then not obey him in service, in servitude, let me say it that way. We can't. Obedience is eating the whole roll. Obedience is doing what he said do about everything, when he said do it, how he said do it. And I know that we know that, but God told me, share with my people the unmeasurable benefits of obeying me. I said, wow, God, unmeasurable benefits. Because we can't measure God's goodness. We can't measure his mercy. We can't measure his blessings. If you would go with me to the book of Genesis in the 26th chapter, verse 4 through 6, it says, "And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." And I know that we get excited, and that's something to get excited about. But do we understand the unmeasurable blessing, that the unmeasurable benefit that Abraham received, that we're still receiving today because of his obedience, that our obedience is not just for us, hallelujah, but it's for generations, it's for nations, everything in the plural form, amen, that your obedience today is going to cover that grandchild and that great-grandchild, that your obedience today is going to affect nations. Hallelujah. You said, "Oh, Kendall, I'm not going abroad." You may not be going abroad with your feet, but if you're praying for Israel, if you're praying for our nation, then that affects other nations. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. We have to be obedient in everything that we do, in our praying, in our giving, in our fasting. We have to be obedient. Deuteronomy The 30th chapter, verses 1 through 3 reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I've set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among the nations, whether the Lord thy God have driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thy and thou children with all thine heart and with all thine soul, that then the Lord will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has scattered thee." And I begin to say, God, you mean our obedience will cause you to reconsider and to have compassion upon us? That's the word. He says that God will turn thy captivity. Turn it. He made it and he'll turn it. And he'll have compassion upon thee. We're going to continue in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verses 21 through 23. It says, "Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, what you say? God said, "For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Jebusites, excuse me, and I will cut them off." I said, God, you'll be an enemy to my enemies and an adversary to my adversaries. Yo, I can't say for nobody else, but I got some that I need him to cut them off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's good that when I obey God, when we obey him, that he'll be an enemy to our enemies and an adversary to our adversaries. Good Lord. We're going to go down to 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15, verses 21 through 23. And in this verse, it's in the midst of something. I'm going to read all of it to you. It says, "But the people took the spoil of the sheep and the oxen and the chief of things that should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in the obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, it is better." "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Because I have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than anything that we could materially give to God. We can't pay our way into obedience. We can't. Obedience and giving and disobedience and love equals disobedience. It does. God said for you to go visit the sick and the shut-in, and you just want to give the money to the mission department to go. But he said go and visit them. That's what he said. It's we can't change it and turn it and add stuff to it. We've got to obey him just the way he said it. We're going to go to Exodus 19, 4 and 6. It says, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." Now, you all, I do realize that that's Old Testament, and we're going to get to the New Testament, but I want you to hear what God is saying to people who are obeying. He's saying that if you obey my voice and keep my commandments, you're going to be a particular treasure to me above all people. I want to be a particular treasure unto God. A particular treasure? Good Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go over to Job, the 36th chapter, verses 10 through 12. He opened also their ear to discipline and commanded that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Unmeasurable. How do you measure an increase like that? To spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And when I read that, what came to my mind was that God will make your substance plenteous and your joy full. Have you all ever seen some unhappy people that had money? They're not happy. They have the money, but they're not happy. They don't have any joy. They are void of it. And he's saying, if they obey and serve me, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Mm-hmm. And then he says what happens when we don't obey him as well, that we'll perish by the sword and die without knowledge. Glory to God. I'm excited about that obedience. Obedience is something that is so simple that we miss it sometimes. Obedience to the voice of God, the obedience to his written word. We can't, my mother in the Lord said last night to us, she said it's time to go back to the word read, because we have so much revelation. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But that it's time to go back to the things that Jesus said. Let's go back. Go back to it. We need to capture it. It needs to be a part of us. Amen? Obedience better than sacrifice. That if we obey him, he'll be compassionate toward us and turn our captivity. That our obedience affects not just us, but a nation and generations. Hallelujah. That obedience will cause God to be an enemy to our enemies and an adversary to our adversaries. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That we can obey God till we become a particular treasure unto him. Thank you, Father. In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, he said that, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways I've commanded you, that it be well unto you. God, I thank you. That it be well. That it be well unto us. God, I thank you. That the prophet Jeremiah gave a warning to the people. And he said to them, he said, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord our God, and God will repent of the evil that he pronounced against you. Glory to God. That we can obey God like that. Like that. Hallelujah. Over in the book of Acts in the 5th chapter, it says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hung on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, whom God hath given to them that obey him. That the Holy Ghost, that God gives us the Holy Ghost when we obey him. Amen. If you go with me to the book of Colossians in the third chapter, and I know that we've read this a lot, but I want to just share with you the way that I heard God say this to me. And I've read this passage of scripture a number of times, but it says in the 22nd verse, it reads, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." I said, "God, you said obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, not as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing you." So we have obedience, fearing God, then doing whatever we do as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that our reward, hallelujah, of inheritance, it's ours because we serve the Lord, the Christ.
I'm excited about that, you all. I'm excited about it. God has given us so many things, so many reasons to obey him. Not that he had to, but he did. He did. When we think about that, in the Bible, he also tells us, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." And we want to please him. It's our desire to please him. He says that if we be willing and obedient, that we'll eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obedience. So then we have to look at and say, okay, God, it's obvious that the benefits of obedience are huge. They're long life. They're protection. There's having a particular place in you. There's a peace, hallelujah, with the obedience, knowing that you're going to take care of us, that you'll be an enemy to our enemies and an adversary to our adversaries, that our obedience affects nations. Glory to God. Father, so then we ask, what's stopping me from receiving the unmeasurable benefits of obedience? Ah, did you say? Glory to God. Because if we ask each other, we would probably say, "Well, I am. I'm obedient. You know, I do what I hear God say, and you know, I do what the Bible says." But are you doing it when he says do it? Are you changing how you do it? Glory to God. He says for us to bring our first fruits unto him. Are you taking it off the top and giving God his first? Or does he get the leftovers at the end? And you said, "Well, you know, I still make sure he get it though." But he said to give him those first fruits, to bring it into the storehouse, that it would be full. Ah, take care of my side. Thank you, Lord. The obedience of God. When God is saying to us to be an example, to be a witness, are we obeying him? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Are we obeying him when he tells us to eat the whole roll, do all of what I told you to do? Or are we walking back away sorrowful, like the young ruler? Are we justifying it? Are we justifying our disobedience and not even dealing with it? Are we not even addressing the fact that God told us, thank you, Holy Ghost, are we not even addressing that God told us to finish and complete and we stopped? Have we even taken the time to stop and repent? Have we asked our sisters and brothers to forgive us? Ah, Dios. Glory to God. Obedience better than sacrifice. Ah, Dios. Do we let someone else carry the weight? When he said to let our hands do whatever they find to do? Do we make the assumption that everything is well in his house? Do we think that Sister Bang Bang and Brother Cornbread are the only ones that should take care of the house of God? Have we decided somewhere that just enough was enough? Did we forget about the portion of the scripture that says, give as he's prospered us? Ah, Dios. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. What's going to happen when we stand before God, when we have to give an account of what he gave us? Have we obeyed him in our talents and our giftings? Ah, the Osiah. Or have we become hirelings? Tokobaki ni Osiah. Thank you, Father. Will you say what God said, say, even when it may cost you your life? Let's not go there. Will you say what he said, say, if it'll cost you your job? Okay, let's not go there. Will you say what he said, say, when it may cost you a friendship? Ah, valiosa. Will you say what God said, say, when it's not the popular thing to say? Adios. Will you say what God said, say, when it may cost your ministry to be sued? Will you stand and declare the word of God is true and every man be a liar? Even if that liar is the mayor, even if that liar is the congressman, even if that liar is the president. Adios. Will you stand? Will you obey God and let every man be a lie and his word be true? When they said, when society said, don't whoop your children, and the Bible still says, beat them, you won't kill them. It says, don't spare the rod because you're going to spoil the child. What did you choose to do? Did you find yourself leaning towards time out? Ah, body to your side. We are rapidly in America. On our way there. What are you going to do? Are you going to choose the obedience of God? Or are you going to choose the obedience of man? Which one? See, it's easy. Glory to God. It's easy to obey when it doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. See, right now you can get up and you can go to church on Sunday if you live in America and nobody's going to bother you. Right now you can go in America and turn the television on and you can listen to the gospel on television. You can hear it on the radio. You can pick up your Bible and carry it any way you want to, and you can read it. Ah, Dioko, Amama Sheke. But real soon, ah, Dioko, Pasa, real soon it won't be like that. Will you still not forsake the assembly of yourselves when it could mean that you would be jailed? You might have a little more compassion for the disciple that denied God three times. I know we say it wouldn't be us, but in a minute, we're going to see. If we began today, to obey God in everything that we know to obey him in, everything that we know to obey him in, that thing's going to become permanent and anchored down on the inside of us, that we would be strong, God, the Osiah, that we won't be tossed and turned with every wind and doctrine because we've practiced that thing. See, we can't say that we're going to obey God and we're still not obeying our pastor. We can't say that we're going to obey God and we're still not obeying the usher. We're not going to be able to obey God and we still can't sit where the greeter say sit. We're not going to obey God when we still can't obey those that are right here with us. The pastor said, I want everybody to come to church on Tuesday night for prayer. And everybody can find, or a number of people can find, an excuse or reason not to come to prayer. When the man or woman servant has spoken, you know, them that have rule over you, obey them. That's the Bible. That's what God said do. That's what he said. He obeyed his father. The expectation is that we would obey ours. Thank you, God. What choices that we're practicing today in obedience? No one's watching you, and you know what the fast day of the church is. When is the last time that you fasted on the fast day of the church and prayed on that day and interceded for the ministry? Where you go, where you attend service at, the church that you love, the people that you love, obedience. Next Sunday, we're going to see some obedient people in the house of God. Some of the men are clapping their hands and saying, thank God for DVRs. But if it wasn't, if you couldn't record it, if your church time runs into the game, is that the Sunday you say, no, not this Sunday now. We can't, you know, I can miss one out of the year. And it's not that you can't. But is that the obedience of what God told you to do? Look at our priorities. Are we still obeying man that causes us to disobey God? Our apostle used to say to us, don't use your husband as an excuse to disobey God. You didn't want to do that anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. People of God, obedience is better than sacrifice. God has given us wonderful, unmeasurable benefits in obeying him. He said that if we obey him, glory to God. If we obey him, if we obey him, that means that there's a choice. We've heard for years people say, God's not going to strong arm you. He's not going to twist your arm and put it behind your back to make you do anything. He lays before us life and death, and he says that it's his desire that we choose life. That's what he wants us to choose. But some of us are choosing death by choosing disobedience. But the benefits of obedience are unmeasurable. An eternity with God. To be able to live again. Obedience. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Obedience says that we'll be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Thank you. That if we obey his voice and keep his covenants, that we'll be a particular treasure unto him. Thank you, Father. That if we amend our ways and obey the voice of God, that he'll repent for the evil that he pronounced against us. Thank you. That if we obey his voice and his commandments, that he'll be our God and we'll be his people. Thank you. And that it'll be well with us. That if we obey and serve him, that our days will be in prosperity and our years in pleasure. He declared that obedience is better than sacrifice. That to obey is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Father. That a particular treasure. That's one of my favorites. A particular treasure. That when we obey him, he said that also he's given us the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Thank you, God. Father, we lift our hands to you as a point of surrender. Adios. God, we lift our hands as a show of surrender. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, that the reins of our heart belong to you. Father, that we choose obedience. We choose to be obedient servants unto you, God. Hallelujah. That we obey your statutes and we'll obey your commandments because we love you. Thank you. Because we love you, God. And we demonstrate our love through obeying your word, by obeying your commandments and keeping your statutes. Thank you, God. And Father, in this surrender to you, we let go of everything that would try to weight us down or sway us from the center of your will concerning us. Father, we let go of religion and tradition in the name of Jesus. Father, we let go of every relationship that would cause us to disobey you. Father, for we owe no man nothing except to love him. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare this day that we'll obey those that have rule over us. Father, that we will be obedient people, obedient sheep in your house. Thank you, God. That our pastors and our overseers and our apostles won't have any problems with us, that we are able to be obedient, God, Josiah, in the name of Jesus. That's our desire, to please you. with our obedience. Thank you, God. And we know that you are God of your word. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for all of the benefits of serving you. We thank you for all of the benefits of being obedient. Because we are recipients of those benefits today. Father, and that we'll obey everything that we know. And that as we come unto the light of more, that we'll walk in it in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of obligation, every spirit of witchcraft and idolatry in the name of Jesus. Father, our surrender is to you and our obedience is to your word and what you said to do. And we do everything that we do heartily and unto you. We give it 100%. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for our deliverance. God, thank you for the spirit of obedience. Adios, ateke, omaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you for obedience. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I hear God saying, in his word, he tells us to ask. That if any of us are lacking wisdom, and I know I can use some more, I believe we all can. He said, I said ask, and I will pour it out liberally. Thank you, Father. Thank you. He said, we have not because we ask not. Thank you, Father. That as we obey his word, that we're going to experience the abundance. You all, I'm not talking about just money or monetary things. I'm talking about the abundance of his peace. He said that if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. When we become bombarded by the things of this world, obedience, keeping my mind stayed on Christ, it'll keep me in perfect peace. I can't look to the left or the right. Thank you, God. Thank you. He said, ask, seek, and knock. Glory to God. Glory to God. People of God, obey his word and live in his abundance. Thank you, God. He said, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders. Ah, yo, call by my shaya. Glory to God, people of God, don't suffer that thing by yourself. Don't let the enemy close up your mouth. Call for the elders and let them pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, that you would be healed immediately because of your obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Father. The obedience of his word, it'll save souls. It'll set men free. Thank you, God. Obedience to his word. You said, but I've told my brother that what he's doing is wrong and he won't hear me. God said, go get somebody else and bring him to him and tell him again. And if he still won't hear you, love him enough to bring him in front of the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll thank you later. She'll thank you later that a soul will be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The obedience of God's word. thank you that love is long-suffering and it's patient, that it hopes, that it never fails. Glory to God. Obedience to his word. Thank you, God, that if you give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But you got to give. Obey God. Obey what he said do, and live in the abundance of an obedient life. He said that if we were willing and obedient, he also, that we would eat the good of the land. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. All of his promises, yea and amen. Glory to God. All of them. He's not shorter than his word. Thank you, Lord. He'll do exactly what he said he would do because he's God. Thank you, Father. And he cannot lie. Bless you, God still heals. Thank you, each and every listener. Thank you. Thank you for receiving. Thank you for being obedient servants. Thank you. Do what God told you to do. In his house, in your house, every single day. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. I love you. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and I thank you for listening to God Still Heals. Remember, God still heals. We love you, and good night.